Radio. Combon Radio. Combon Radio. Combon Radio.
23 hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Combon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Combon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Combon Radio 94.9. It's Combon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Combon Radio.
Some Kitwe residents are condemning encroachment on Zambia Reserve land. Clergy calls for collective action to combat child sexual abuse. And in African news, Macron admits a French repression in Cameroon's independence struggle. Good afternoon. It is Thursday, the 14th of August, 2025. And to present at the 12:45 news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Some residents in Kitwe have raised concerns over the continued encroachment on Zambia Railways land reserves in the Ndeke residential and Mindolo areas. The residents have stated that despite Zambia Railways writing to the Kitwe City Council in June last year, calling for joint efforts to stop illegal developments, nothing much has been done to address the situation. The residents fear that if nothing is done, the encroachments could disrupt future railway expansion projects.
So bad it means they could have Louis. By the way, we to our building like in gas. So, guys, this was to a temporary service.
Not whoever wakes up starts to build. These things is happening even in Mindolo there, near Nakadori. There is a rail line, people are building, and the town is like, and all those town authorities, they pass there. So all these things that are developing here, to me, this is illegal. A rail line should have been given enough space. In case of an accident, a rail line should have enough space where to divert the rail line.
And when contacted, the Kitwe City Council referred all queries to Zambia Railways, saying the land in question belongs to the rail company. Meanwhile, Zambia Railways Public Relations Manager Sombe Longwani confirmed the encroachments, stating that the company is working with the Kitwe City Council to find a solution.
I know that, yes, we have some encroachments on Zambia Railways land, not just in presidential area, but just along the line of rail. And obviously, that particular encroachment in Kito is something that we've engaged the local authority through the same correspondence that you shared with me. And I think we're at a point where we are still engaging, obviously, with stakeholders to ensure that we address issues around encroachment. So where we are currently is we are, you know, looking at, first of all, apart from the community engagements that we've been doing to sensitize the people on the dangers of encroaching or the consequences of encroaching on railway land, we are still engaging other stakeholders so that we can find the lasting solution to encroachment, not just in Kito, but just throughout the line of rail.
Some parents with their children at Kawonga Primary School in Kapirimponshi have expressed a disappointment with the growing number of teachers allegedly abusing alcohol. The parents have lamented to Kombon Radio News that it is uncalled for that most teachers who are supposed to act as role models to young learners are most often intoxicated with alcohol, a situation they described as unfortunate. The concerned parents have since urged education authorities to find time to make an impromptu visit to the school to appreciate the situation on the ground.
Bakaya taking a coffee. Tawa san didi shamondi ni ama tisa ziara kuhua kuina. Kani ba eja baba bana kufa ni kwa cheva na kash. Kuhua alwa kumalu chelo paka tawa.
So what?
Kwa kote kwa mano.
Kukabonga.
Kukabonga. Kabonga school idai ni waposa kwa mano kupitani kwa bana basambidi ze kwa wale upiwa kwa ngwa bana abaye sambidi la etandala kwa baka ye mona kwa ma teachers zofu yale bomba yale bomba mwini na mona shani ama teachers kwa yale bomba ati paka bonga pa wafu batisa babija ba shini hawa wa shara bonsi bala mwani ba atila kolua sine chini kwa wana kutiba anga ba ume abo kutiba wana daina vena kula nwobora wale batu mwana kutiba atika nshikido wana.
And efforts to get a comment from Kapirimponshi District Education Board Secretary Boaz Banda failed by broadcast time. A clergyman in Mukushi District has called for collective action to combat child sexual abuse in the district and across the country. Father Anthony Mulengaza remarks follow allegations that a 43-year-old man identified as Bishop Jonah Simutowe sexually abused a 13-year-old girl in Mukushi and has been arrested by police. Father Mlenga, who also serves as a Speak One Voice Mukushi coordinator, called for a coordinated community response and tougher penalties for offenders. He stressed that protecting children must be a shared responsibility involving all sectors of our society. Father Mlenga has expressed a concern over the prevalence of such cases and warned that the continued abuse of our children undermines their well-being. He has since emphasized the need for swift, decisive measures to end this scourge.
It's getting out of hand that we now even have men of God involved in cases of defilement. And that's why it's important that we need to think of new strategies of tackling this issue of child defilement and child abuse. We need concerted efforts, I think, from all stakeholders, and we need to work together to ensure that we put an end to this. It's not good that we have children being abused every day or defiled. You know, it's not good. And it's so sad, especially that here in Mukushi, we have a number of churches. But now we begin to hear stories as such. It's not a good thing.
Now, the Alliance Against Corruption, ACC, has expressed a deeper concern over the arbitrary arrest and the release of youth criminals, commonly known as junkies, especially over drug-related charges. Speaking to Common Radio News, ASC Executive Director Dr. Noel Chisebe stated that the current system, which he described as flawed, does not address the pertinent issues facing the youth, which lead them to drug abuse. Dr. Chisebe has since advised the government to adopt a comprehensive approach to combat the vices. He further called on economic empowerment to be exacerbated to address root causes of drug abuse in youths in the country.
This approach is not only ineffective, but also puts the lives of young people at risk. The reality of drug abuse